You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Lindsay McKenna. I'm here with Marissa LaRusso.
Hello.
The comet is coming.
The comet is coming.
Yes. Good morning.
Hello. I feel like I just came back from outer space.
It's pretty great, isn't it? That's the comet is coming.
I really want that to be the music that plays as I'm like sprinting through. Marissa and I are running a race together in a couple of weeks. And I think that's what I want to hear.
I think it's a great theme song, like for anything. Right?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Personal theme songs?
Personal theme song.
Yeah. So the comet is coming. They're a trio from London. They just played DC the other day, and they're sensational live. If that's just like a small indication, they get real spacey and energetic like that. It's saxophone, it's electronics, and it's a drummer, a real drummer.
Wow. I imagine there's a lot of dancing at the show.
You know, DC's not known for its dancing,
no.
but you know, people moved a little more than they normally would. Does
All
that
right.
count?
That means they really broke out of their shell.
There you go. That's right. Trust in the Life Force of the Deep Mystery. That's the name of the album.
Amen.
By The Comet is Coming.
Yeah,
and it just came out. And I love it. So you too?
Nose goes. Okay. I'm ready. I have a song for you, Bob.
Nose goes.
Have you never heard Nose Goes?
I have no idea what that is, but...
All right. So for those of you that do not know about Nose Goes, the first person who touches their nose when you call that means that they are safe, and the other person are, you know, in the group of people, whoever's last to touch their nose means that they have to do whatever is happening.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So...
But, you know, it's not so much a punishment to be the next person to play a song, although that is a tough one to follow up. I was thinking recently, Bob, about a conversation we had where you said that you don't like daydreaming. Is this true?
It's not that I don't like it. I just don't do it.
Yeah. It doesn't occur to you to daydream.
Yeah. No.
I'm a big daydreamer. Uh-huh. And so I was excited when the Philly-based band Radiator Hospital announced that their new record is called Music for Daydreaming.
Oh.
And the first single off of it is called Weird Little Idea. And I would love to play it for you. So that's Weird Little Idea. Radiator Hospital is the musical project of Sam Cooke Parrott. Usually he plays with a band, but on this record he played all the instruments himself. Oh. Yeah, he said he was inspired by one-man band studio creations, like stuff that Prince did or Stevie Wonder. Mm. And he said that the record is about life and the different ways people drift through it. So it's out in May.
Nice. I came back from South by Southwest with an abundance of tunes, and you all are going to bring... one each to the table, so I'm going to go again before you, Lindsay.
We only accept it because you went down to South by. That's the only reason.
Okay. I'm going to play a song by an artist I didn't know anything about. His name's Jesse McCormick. He's done 3 EPs in the past, but this is a debut album that he has coming out. We have a crazy video that's up online. That's what attracted me visually to, like, suck me into his music, but as soon as I got, like, about a minute into the song, I was hooked on the music. He says that he tried to write this song in... this thing that he calls a ternary rhythm, African ternary rhythm. So it's like in threes. So I want you to think of like the phrases as he sings them, because it's, and just think about counting 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. You don't want to get bored with doing that, but it's a fascinating way of like, how do you like write a song that is going to push you in a way It's different. And that kind of rhythm is very trance-like, and that's what he was after. So I'm going to play a song from Jesse McCormick, and the song is called Give a Chance.
Know it high, you always high. Know it low, under the halo. I show up, give it all. When you ask from the palm of my hand, know me deep, as I was once blessed. Come along, we define, gonna end the part. Change your mind, waste some time for the sake. Could my mind stay open, stay alive? There is no sense, only life. I will change, I will kill, I will fuck, we will bleed.
I love that.
Wow. I could definitely hear what you were saying about the threes. You can kind of hear that in the rhythm of the lyrics through the whole song.
We're counting in the studio one.
Yeah. And Hypnotic, I think.
Yeah.
I really love it. There's Jesse McCormick. It's a record. The album's called Now. It comes out May 3rd on Secret City Records. And the song that we heard, which is playing over and over again for me, is called Give a Chance. Give a chance to watch a video that just went up today because it's cinematically really beautiful. It's like 4 minutes of frenetic and beauty. I'm going to take a break, Lindsay, and then you come back. What are we going to play? Kate, maybe?
Maybe. Yes, definitely.
Kate LeBon. Great. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Blue, makers of the Yeti USB microphone. Ready to record that song, start a podcast, or launch your YouTube channel? Blue helps thousands of creators tell their stories every day and sound great doing it. Raise your voice and get started with special pricing at bluedesigns.com/NPR. Support for NPR and the following message come from Pushkin Industries, presenting the podcast Broken Record. Rick Rubin, Malcolm Gladwell, and Bruce Hedlund sit down with the musicians you love to talk about their lives, work, and music. Featuring interviews and performances by Questlove, David Byrne, three of Nashville's top songwriters, and Pentatonix, singers, songs, and their stories. Listen to Season 2 at BrokenRecordPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Marissa LaRusso and Lindsay McKenna. It's All Songs Considered. Kate LeBon, yes.
I feel like this is one of those, the return of an artist that's kind of beloved by the team.
Yeah.
It's a little cause for celebration, so I'm glad that I get to bring this song to the podcast. This is her first solo LP since 2016, Reward. The song that I'm bringing is called Daylight Matters.
If I'm never gonna see it again.
I just love the saxophone that opens that track, and I feel like that chorus is already so embedded in my mind. But I have a question for both of you.
Okay.
What are your hobbies? Bob, I know you're really into taking photos. You take photos at pretty much every concert you go to.
And baking bagels.
Baking bagels. Yeah. It's true. It's Monday. It's bagel day. You know, Tuesday is usually banana bread.
Thursday. Don't expect anything tomorrow.
We get nothing on Tuesdays. And Marissa, I know.
I recently started taking a pottery class. Mm-hmm. So now I'm a part-time artist.
Shaping things with clay. I have no hobbies but running.
That's a hobby.
But the reason why I bring this up is not for sympathy, because I am really proud of running. But I say this because Kate LeBon, in recording this, she learned how to make carpentry. So she was making tables and stools and chairs by day, sort of like a Ron Swanson. Just kidding. but, you know, she's crafting things by day, and by night, these songs are starting to take shape on piano primarily. So I just think there's something really remarkable about that experience. She has a quote, too. So like I said, this LP, her first solo one since 2016, Reward, she said in a statement, "People hear the word reward and they think that it's a positive word. To me, it's quite a sinister word in that it depends on the relationship between the giver and the receiver. I feel like it's really indicative of the times that we're living in, where words are used as slogans and everything is slowly losing its meaning." She said that about the title, and I just think that if your process sort of, you know, by day you're making these things and you're reflecting on one component of your art and really in touch with that, and at night you're definitely thinking about these meditative associations with words, like, I can't wait to hear this record.
I like the idea of putting things together with your hands in one way during the day and then putting things together mm-hmm. with your hands in another way during the evening, and the two different, distinct, but connected kinds of art that comes out of that.
Exactly.
It's really cool.
And things like woodwork or pottery and things that you do like that with your hands, you have lots of time to think.
Oh, totally. Right.
In ways that you wouldn't if you were... I mean, photography, I don't find I have that kind of time,
right.
but that handwork, you certainly mm-hmm. do.
There's something sort of like the physical experience, and I think I feel the same way about running, that there's something really embedded within that.
I want to take us to a legend. Do you all know Lee Scratch Perry?
Of course.
Yeah. Yep.
So he has, at the age of 83, a new record.
That is amazing.
I just want to make it to 83.
Yes. Here's to that. The record's called Rainford. For those who don't know Lee Scratch Perry, he's a reggae artist, and most, for many who started listening to reggae in the 60s and 70s, he's the guy who helped define dub music, basically taking music, reshaping it through using a mixer, like what people think of as something that you do as a final stage in production with faders, making things louder and sending them to echo chambers and all. Anyway, he would do that with music, and so this style of dub music formed. There's also a producer, I don't know if you know, Adrian Sherwood, who, especially during the 80s, was really key to injecting reggae music into the London scene, and probably it was the way Lee Scratch Perry began to work with The Clash and make music with them.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got this record, and you hear his 83-year-old voice, and it's just fantastic. I'm going to play a song called House of Angels. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Ready.
Complaining, which man? Stop complaining. You is in my head. The king of help is in my head. The king of help is on my leg.
My favorite line there was, rich man, stop complaining. Truth spoken well by Lee Scratch Perry, 83 years old. Adrian Sherwood's producing the record. The record's called Rainford. It comes out on May the 10th on U Sound. And while that song was playing, we thought, more people.
Bring them in.
And Lindsay and Marissa, that you sit in a pod of happy people.
We do. There's a lot of laughter.
There is.
Sometimes people get upset.
not for me. But usually Lars Gotrich is with you, and he's been on paternity leave. But being here for the last 3 months, and a pleasure, former All Songs intern Joshua Bote has been there.
Woo.
And the fun you have had. Lars, I don't know, you know, I mean...
He's listening at home.
Yeah,
he's with his kid. Like,
they had a good time.
Yeah.
Sorry, they missed you, but they had a good time. And so we thought we'd bring Joshua on because this is his last week and we're going to miss you. So we're going to celebrate.
Yay! Oh, that's so nice.
We've just pulled out a bottle of
sparkling rosé and also a box of cupcakes for you, Josh.
Oh, no, I'm
we're so grateful.
Please
don't cry in your rosé.
I think the first thing you need to do is pop the cork, and the second thing you need to do is play us a song.
I'm so afraid of popping this cork, but all right.
All right, tension.
Oh, no. Am I doing it right, you guys?
You're doing a great job.
This looks great.
Just don't get that rosé on that beautiful gray jacket of yours.
Oh, yeah.
You got to shake it first, don't you?
Yay!
All right! Nice!
God, that sounded good.
Yeah, I know. You want to go into sound effect library making you, it's your first one. What are you going to play for us? Take us out.
Cool.
And cupcakes, anyone?
Cupcakes!
Wow, even that popped. All right. So what do you got for us?
So there's this Toronto-based musician, Seth Nyquist, who makes this really smooth, really psychedelic indie pop. He's awesome. He makes music under the name Mormor.
And like, spell that, because...
One word, M-O-R.
Figured.
He's fantastic.
I'm sure I would have thought it would be M-R-M-R, but that would maybe be Mr. So.
Another band.
Yeah.
He came out with a couple of songs last year that have been truly amazing, and he came out with a song last week called Outside.
We're going to do that?
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Let's go outside.
Let's go outside.
And eat cupcakes. And drink rosé.
This is delicious.
Yes.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you, Joshua. You're amazing. We really love having you here. And you're going to come back somehow.
I hope so.
Yeah. Fair PR Music, it's all songs considered. More.